Hey guys, what's up? My name is Anthony. Welcome to another edition of BNA Sports Talk. And on a night in which we had a 3 hour and 28 minute lunar eclipse, the Patriots, I don't know what I'm trying to say, but the Patriots won by 25 points. 25-0. Now, I wish I would have placed a bet on this game. It's like one of those games like, But I'm like, I'm not too sure if the Falcons are going to get a backdoor cover. The Falcons offense is just a mess without Calvin Ridley. Really, it's just not awe-inspiring. I was trying to tell you earlier in the season that Matt Ryan, I mean, he has a couple of good games, but there are games where he's just inaccurate. Now, you can go to, like, ESPN. Actually, maybe not ESPN, but the NFL Network for them to break down what Matt Ryan specifically did wrong this game. Obviously, he didn't have his weapons. Cordell Patterson, porous offensive line, getting pressured, you know, all the time. I don't know how many sacks the Patriots had, but, you know, it's just getting bombarded. But Matt Ryan can't overcome that. Tom Brady, at his age, he can overcome that. Aaron Rodgers, at his age, I think he can overcome that. He has a couple stinkers. But Matt Ryan, everything has to be going perfectly well for him to succeed. Now, I said, the Falcons, you committed to Matt Ryan this year. You extended him. You don't extend the guy on the contract and then draft the quarterback at pick four. I think Kyle Pitts was the right pick. You pick the best player available. But going into this offseason, they're going to have to look at a quarterback. It's going to have to be a guy that Arthur Smith thinks is good. Now, they didn't do themselves good by winning earlier this season. They didn't, you know, because the lack of leverage with the picks. Now, I believe they're on like the 10th overall pick because now they're 4-6. People are like, oh, can they make the playoffs? Are they good? No, they're not a good team. Just look at the talent on this team. Now, Dean Pease has been doing a relatively good job with the defense, but not too much against the Cowboys. I think the Cowboys are just a battering ram at this point. I don't know. The Falcons, it's just going to be an interesting scenario to see who they pick at quarterback. I think Matt Corral, since he has the, you know, his legs are a threat, I don't think he'd go after Malik Willis. Don't do that. But, you know, I think a Matt Corral who, you know, needs some development, you know, with accuracy, decision making. You know, what I've seen, just a limited thing from the QB school, there are things that he could, you know, work on. Obviously, there are things everyone can work on. I'm being really generic right now. But yeah, like a Matt Corral falls to pick number 10, select him. You know, maybe you may even be getting the second quarterback in the draft, because if you take a look at it, who's going to be drafting for quarterbacks? The Lions, you know, obviously the Jets, the Jaguars, Houston, depends what ends up happening with Deshaun Watson. I don't think he's going to take a snap with them. Then the Houston does have their first overall pick this year. Wow, a surprise. Now, who else? The Eagles? But Jalen Hurts is playing pretty well. They may actually trade back and somebody jumped them. I don't think, you know, people are like, I know the Eagles should trade back and then accumulate 10 first round picks. No, chill. Just wait your time in line. Maybe move a spot here, a spot there, but don't like all of a sudden, you know, start shuffling the deck. It's like, okay, let's pick where we're at. But yeah, so there aren't too many teams that are going to be ahead of the Falcons. Even the Eagles, are they going to be ahead of the Falcons? Actually, you know, because they have a bunch of other teams' picks. But yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what they do in this division, because it's definitely winnable, you know, in the future. I mean, Tom Brady, you know, he's going to play until he's 50, but you take a look at everyone else, you know, the Panthers, what are they doing at quarterback? They brought in Cam Newton. The Saints, they're going to bring back Jameis? I don't know, and it's going to be confusing. It's going to be very confusing, but the Saints draft well. So you definitely have an air opportunity, but you have to strip it down. You have to rebuild. You have to realize, hey, we're not going to try to compete. You know, you obviously don't try to lose, but you're going to lose probably because you have Matt Ryan. Now let's transition to old McCorkle Jones. Now, I was wrong about him. I believe he was my fifth quarterback. I'm not sure if I had Wilson either. I had him or Wilson at 4 or 5. I didn't really believe in him that much. The thing with ceilings is, what's Tom Brady's ceiling? When he was a 6th-round pick, what was his ceiling? Was this like, would you say his ceiling was the best quarterback of all time? No, but his physical, people are talking about their physical ceiling, what they can produce, you know, what can they do with their legs? That's what people kind of mean. And, you know, when things go horribly, horribly wrong, and you need to do a Lamar Jackson and just say, you know what, I'm going to run around scramble. But the thing is, if you're smart enough about it, you can kind of win those games. It's like Tom Brady, there are some games where you physically cannot win. with Lamar Jackson, it feels like every single game you could theoretically, you know, win. You know, it feels like that. With Tom Brady, like, there's some games, like against the Giants, where it's just like the pass rush is coming, you're lacking wide receivers, you have, you know, Jacoby Myers and Nikhil Harry out there, and you just can't. No matter what you do, you can't. And that, you know, that's why teams want mobile quarterbacks, because they can make something out of nothing. But Mac Jones, I'm looking at all the advanced analytics. They like PFF has him at 87. You know, he's throwing a lot of screens, but he's making the right decisions. They don't even have a lot of talent right now. You know, offensive line's good. You have good coaching and things like that. But all the EPA likes him. EPA has him as a top five quarterback. Success rate, completion percentage above expectation. So the guy's accurate. You know, he can throw those, you know, Daniel Jones is accurate as well. He can throw those Daniel Jones type, I don't know why I'm comparing it to Daniel Jones, like down the field. What I want to see is him under pressure, a game where you saw a little bit hint of that in Tampa. It didn't look great. But I want to see him get pass rushed out of oblivion. And I said, right before the season started, I picked the New England Patriots to win the division. Because I said, you know what? Team makes the AFC Championship. Bills, they may pull back a little bit. Offense, I'm like, what weapons do they have? Like, their second wide receiver is Gabriel Davis. Like, it's Cole Beasley. You know, what if somebody just stops Stephon Diggs? Something happens to Stephon Diggs. And I'm like, I don't really trust their offensive line outside of Deion Dawkins. And I think, didn't they sign a right tackle right before the season? I'm forgetting his name. Not Taylor Moten. No, that was Carolina. They did sign a pretty solid right tackle, but the interior, I didn't really like it. I'm like, Josh Allen, he had such an amazing season. And they still only went, like, what, 11-5? So, I'm like, what is how good is his team? And, like, I just don't doubt Bill Belichick. So I picked the Patriots to win the division. And now I guess the Bills are 6-3, they're 7-4, and the Bills play the Colts. It's a losable game. So they can be in first place after this week. And not only first place, second place in the AFC. just think about it. After this week, I think the Ravens would have to lose to the Bears, and a lot of people are picking that. The Patriots, they had a lot of people coming back. Bill Belichick had like 15 draft picks in the previous three drafts. I'm like, some of those are going to hit. I'm like, J.C. Jackson, either Kyle Duggar. I mean, some of these are going to hit. Some of these are going to be successes. And I'm really enjoying to see that am I enjoying it? I don't know. I kind of just made that up. Like, I'm not even sure if I'm enjoying the Patriots or back. I kind of like the rivalry, though. Tom Brady, Bill Belichick. If the Buccaneers lose this week, they'll have the same record. Like, pretty much, I think. It's just one game, whatever it is. But I think they'll be worse. I think the Bucs will be worse. So it's like that re-energized. In the playoffs, it's going to be like, Bill Belichick wins wild card weekend. So did Tom Brady. Like, what are the odds that they match up together? It's going to be cool. I want to see that rivalry. I don't want to see it like Bill Belichick is like a dud and all of a sudden he's like, yeah, I don't want to coach anymore and he retires. I want to see it last. I want to see him have his guy go on, go right through Mac Jones' rookie contract and the 50-year extension, and see how that works out. Because, you know, I think that Bill Belichick is a good coach. But, you know, did he like err in his old ways, like saying, oh, I'm going to draft. I know what to do. Or is he evolving? It looks like it's a mix of both. It looks like he's what old works, and he's doing some newer things. But a lot of the, I think the concepts are pretty just standard old. And when everyone is zagging or zigging or zagging zig, I don't know. But I hope you guys didn't enjoy this video. Sorry, I can't give you a detailed analysis on football. I just want to comment about the game. But yeah, I hope you guys didn't enjoy this video. And Felipe Franks for MVP. Bye, guys.